At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
This episode of the Dollar Saving Divas podcast is brought to you by RentTheRunway.com.
You'll find more than 200,000 pieces and 400 designers in the Rent the Runway closet. Anything you want, one flat price.
Formal, cocktail, festive. What type of event are you attending? Get 4 or 8 day designer rentals for a fraction of the price.
And when you click through the link on our Dollar Saving Divas Facebook page, you'll save even more and you'll help us keep this podcast free.
Look great and save money too.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're the Dollar Saving Divas. We know how hard it is to provide your family with everything they need while still being able to treat yourself.
Everyone wants to be able to afford the most fashionable accessories, the newest styles, and those special evenings out without breaking the bank.
That's for sure. Over the years, we've found some tips and tricks to make this luxury lifestyle affordable, and we want to share those secrets with you. In each of our podcasts, we'll be sharing our suggestions for luxury living for less. Everything from how to spot the secondhand deals to tips for maximizing your rewards points. We want to help you save money.
Thanks for joining us. Now let's start saving.
Today, Leslie and I are going to talk about 8 tips for a terrific party. You always want to make sure your party's successful. So I think we'll just start right getting into it.
Yeah, well, I like, and I know you do too, Kelly, I like a theme when we plan a party.
Well, we always like themes.
We always have a theme for
usually
our party.
Usually our themes are always around alcohol, but,
Yeah, it's a theme.
Yeah, OSU. We always have the OSU parties.
With the OSU
parties.
Theme, or if it's the holidays, you can have some kind of a holiday theme.
I've had a friend of mine that did a superheroes. We all had to dress. I dressed as Wonder Woman.
Oh, well, of course you did. I like the superhero theme. You know, everybody hears about the ugly Christmas sweater theme, which I find a little bit scary because you always have that person that shows up in the ugly sweater and you don't know if they meant it to be part of the theme or if they just are wearing an ugly sweater.
Yeah.
So you have, there's that one that's like right on the edge of it. Yeah. Is it?
I actually got rid of all my ugly sweaters because they were just way too ugly. So I would actually have to go out and purchase an ugly sweater.
Which you can do now. A lot of places have them.
They do, and they actually put it on the sign
that
says ugly sweater for your ugly sweater party. So, but also things like, I thought this was interesting. I was reading in a magazine that they had an outdoor Christmas garden.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
And they put those big heaters up.
Right.
But it was an outdoor party, and they said it was very festive. And then they had, things like hot cider and hot chocolate and kind of, featured those kind of things. I think that would be fun. Kind of like, maybe in the fall even you could have like when they go through the, on the wagons and you go through the corn fields.
A hayride.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Otherwise known as a hayride.
Yes, otherwise known as a hayride. And I guess you could have
Kelly's not from the country.
No, I don't even have boots like that. So
what are those things you put on the back of a tractor?
Or a flannel shirt. I don't own any of those things. So, but some of the other things that you can do is, what kind of foods do you want to have? What are some of the hot foods that are around right now? Well, I always like to do a pasta bar.
Fun. I've seen that.
Yeah, that's fun. Or I think they do things like the baked potato bars.
I've seen the baked potato bar, the mashed potato bar, where you get the little cups of mashed potatoes and then you put the different toppings on. We've done hot chocolate bars where you have the different syrups and the toppings.
I just went to one that had a hot chocolate bar, and they had they made the hot chocolate from scratch when they used half and half, and then they mixed the cocoa. But
the
then they also had peppermint sticks and pirouettes, those Pepperidge Farm.
Yeah.
All kinds of things like that that you could use. And they even had sprinkles as well as marshmallows and things like
That's fun because I think the guests like to make their own, just kind of get involved and mix up their own little whatever it is, hot chocolate.
Some of the
more popular things that I've seen since I've been doing some event planning recently are little like shrimp shooters and little mini things of like cold soups, like an avocado soup.
Oh, it's the soup shooters? Those are fun too.
Real popular. It's just something that's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Other things that I like to do too is, and you know, most people like finger foods.
You always need some good finger foods that are good crowd pleasers.
You know, like those pigs in a blanket.
Pigs. Everybody likes a pig in a blanket.
Everybody likes a pig in a blanket. Okay, but you know, you and I do entertaining a lot, and there's lots of ways you can kind of cut some corners or actually just do some different things. I think, should I give away my secret recipe for my Swedish meatballs that everybody thinks I make from scratch?
Oh, do it.
Okay, I will. I get the Armor regular meatballs, not the Italian ones, but the regular meatballs.
The frozen bags.
Frozen bags mm-hmm. of meatballs. I take sausage gravy. Yes, secret weapon. Sausage gravy in a can. I think you can get them by Campbell's. Lots of different companies make them. Or I get the frozen Bob Evans sausage gravy, and I mix in sour cream. That's it, folks. Put it in a crock pot.
Three ingredients.
My homemade Swedish meatballs that everybody goes, oh, can I have your recipe? Well, the world now has my Swedish meatball recipe. Okay, remember the other thing we did? We did the hot dog slider
bar. Hot dog sliders.
Describe that, because that was awesome.
That was great. So we had... I got cans of Tony Paco's hot dog sauce.
That was really
awesome. Which
I
found. We heated that. So we had that. We had the little hot dogs. We cut up the buns like in half. And so we cut the hot dogs. So they were just tiny ones. And we had grated cheddar. We had the hot dog sauce. We had
relish.
Some
jalapenos.
Yeah. Chopped onion. We
banana
just had a
peppers.
Whole, yeah, whole
Whew.
Different, all these different choices.
And we even had different kind of hot dogs because we had Hebrew National.
That's right.
We had a couple of other kinds because some people like, you know, particular kinds. I happen to like Hebrew National.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're the best.
They are good.
And then our other, remember the other thing we had?
Oh, our special.
Our other secret.
They're so easy.
The
White Castles.
Whitey Castiles.
White Castiles.
We call them.
Cut into quarters with toothpicks.
And then you just use different dipping sauces. So like a horseradish dipping sauce, ketchup, mustard, mayo.
Super easy.
Ranch
People
dressing.
Love them.
I mean, I thought it
you
was awesome.
You can buy them frozen.
they're so good. And if you get the, I always have to have sliders in my freezer. I mean, you just never know
when you're going to need one.
I mean, whip one out after you've had a couple cocktails, and you need to have a slider there. So that's another one of our secrets.
Nothing but class here, folks.
Yeah. Well, I like to do little mini grilled cheese sandwiches, too, that you can do on those little mini buns.
Yeah,
those are good.
Those are good.
Or even, like, make your own mini slider kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could put meats and cheeses out and do that, too. Well, here's a couple other secrets. I like to do, some people like to pass their hors d'oeuvres. I'm not going to be a hostess and walk around passing my hors d'oeuvres. However, when you plate your hors d'oeuvres, I like to separate them around my house. So, like, I'll put some on a dining room table. I'll put some in another dinette that I have. Some in the kitchen. So people forces them to kind of walk around.
Right, exactly.
And then on my family room, I'll put things down like, you know, peanut M&Ms or some nuts or something that, you know,
they draws people over to the couch area.
Exactly.
And then you have, I agree with you.
I think, and
you just refill as
exactly.
you go. Don't put a ton out. You just replenish as the evening goes on.
Well, and kind of the rule of thumb is you shouldn't have any hors d'oeuvre out for any longer than 2 hours.
Right.
Because it could go bad. So that's why you don't want to, you know.
You don't put everything out.
No, you don't put it all out at once. Because sometimes if it is 2 hours, you need to actually take that away and fix it with another tray. You can always, also what I do a lot of times because I have an extra refrigerator is I'll make up 2 plates of whatever it is, and then I just
swap it out.
Right, and I don't have to spend the time in the kitchen, you know, actually replenishing
it. Yeah, that's
just
a good idea.
Switch it out. So, and then they talk about the rule of thumb of how do you know how much food to really prepare for hors d'oeuvres. Leslie, what do you usually think is the right?
Well, I mean, I've heard you do 2 hors d'oeuvres per woman, 3 for men. I usually up that just to be safe because I know the men that we hang out with eat more than 3 hors d'oeuvres. So I generally up that number.
Absolutely.
Closer to 5.
Yeah, I was going to say that. And then they talk about the same for drinks, that it should – normally be two per woman, three for men. Well, that's not in our case. That's just not true.
Yeah.
We hang right in there with the men. So I always, and I think you should always, you know, lean toward doing a little bit more, not a lot more, because you don't want to have a lot of things left over.
Yeah.
But I think it's, you know, important that you have enough, but not too much.
Right.
Also, some tricks that people are doing now is they're not serving like a lot of hard alcohol. You know, they're maybe doing like an eggnog with a little hooch in it.
Yeah. Or kind of one signature mixed drink for the evening. So you're not mixing up a whole bunch of drinks for people.
Right.
You just have one, like have some beer, have some wine, and then just have one cocktail.
And that's usually what a lot of people are doing, even for not just entertaining, but also for weddings and things like that. I think one time my husband did this. He actually created a signature drink for every guest. Now, mind you, there were only eight guests. So, but they each had their own name. It was their own drink. And we actually put up a little sign that said,
that's a cute idea.
Cute little name for it.
If you have somebody who wants to go through that trouble, that's an adorable idea.
I thought it was, too. And then they also, what we did is we went and bought really cheap, like, glasses and then just put a Sharpie and put the name, their name on it and
that's
the name of their
cute
drink. So that was kind of like their take home from that too.
That's very cute.
Well, other things that people can do are, I think it's important because, you know, a lot of people have food allergies these days. So is, I like to like write a little sign that says, you know, this is gluten free.
This is what, right, exactly.
And put it around.
And also let your guests know when you're inviting them that there's going to be a lot of food because what you don't want is for people to eat dinner before they come over, not knowing that you're going to have a ton of hors d'oeuvres.
Absolutely.
And then they're not hungry. So let them know that heavy hors d'oeuvres or this is what we're serving. Don't eat. Come hungry.
And that's really true because I've actually had that happen. I went to a party and it was in the reverse, expecting to have a little bit more food than they
and
actually
didn't.
Had.
Yes. So it's good to know what you're going to get. Let your guests know.
Well, and another thing I always like to do is and you can buy them very inexpensively, a coat rack. In the wintertime,
because
I don't have, you know, a lot of closet room on my first floor, and I don't want people walking up and down the stairs in my bedroom
on the bed
and piling all those coats on a bed.
Right, you put them on the bed, and then the cats and the dog jump on, and all your guests go home with dog hair and cat hair. Well, at my house anyway.
Okay, that wouldn't happen in my house, but I've actually found my daughter once actually climbing on when she was little on top of all of them and playing with all the people's coats. And actually, somebody actually went home with someone else's coat. Because I think they just didn't want to look through the pile.
They liked it. So
I like this one.
I'm taking this.
That. So that's a good little trick too. What are some other things that you can think of?
Well, I think that being a good host takes a little bit of practice. You need to, you know, control your environment. You need to be walking from room to room, make sure everybody's taken care of, and you know, something may go wrong, but it's okay. just have a good time.
Yeah.
When I go into an event, I go, something's going to go wrong. But I'm going to be able to handle it, and it's okay. I'm not going to stress about it.
And you run into the kitchen and take your coffee mug that's full of wine, right? And just say,
exactly
okay,
right.
I'm good to go. Also, I think you need to also watch if you think one of your guests is kind of indulging in a little bit more beverage than they should.
Yeah, don't overserve.
And if you think they are, I mean, don't insult them or anything. But, you know, maybe you say that you'll call a cab for them or call an Uber and just make sure because you don't want to have any of your guests get in trouble on their way home, particularly
Absolutely.
Over holiday season now when, you know, a lot of people are indulging. So those are some great tips that we thought that might be of interest to you for a terrific party.
Thanks for saving money with us. If you have money-saving tips you want to share, we would love to hear from you. We'll talk about them in a future podcast. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/dollarsavingdivascbus.
Leslie, that's kind of long. We do have a link to our page in the podcast notes. When you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, these podcasts can automatically upload to your smartphone. Now get out there and start saving money. We want to hear from you.
At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Oh, found one of our new Vauxhall Griffin editions.
Yes. What comes as standard?
Standard? Well, alloy wheels, sat-nav, aircon, DAB radio, Bluetooth, smartphone projection and USB connection.
Wow. Is that everything?
Sorry, forgot the colour touchscreen.
Buy a new Griffin Edition, Adam, Astra, Corsa or Mokka X Plus and get a whole host of features as standard. The Griffin Edition range. All Griffin, no bull. Visit your nearest retailer now. Vauxhall, British brand since 1903. Participating retailers only. Limited units while stocks last.